Would you believe it? Mark Denham has tracked down someone of huge importance because he was the designer of Princess Diana's dress for the wedding back in the 80s. Mark, you have with you David Emmanuel.
That's true, Andy, I have. Thank you, David, for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, sir.
David, you're here today judging the best dress competition. How difficult was that for you?
It's always very difficult. Initially, if you go up to a lady and a gaggle of ladies arrived, you say, congratulations. So I, rather than saying, would you be in the final, I have little postcards made ready, printed to say, congratulations, please come to the ring at 4 o'clock. And they go, what about me? And I go, sorry, girls, this lady. So I selected about 20, and I narrowed it down to about 10, I think, and then 6, whatever. We got a fabulous winner. A fabulous winner. She's from Oxfordshire. She came in a little print dress. She coordinated the little fascinator in the hair. She had a wrap that she said she made herself, all in the right, in the sort of plummy colours. Great shoes. And then by chance, she was telling me, I said, and you've even matched the umbrella. She said, I didn't, I just borrowed it. But it was the perfect colour. And it's nice to see somebody young. You know, the whole thing about this is it's Ladies' Day, it's a dress-up occasion. And I have to say, you know, I know this is not Royal Ascot, but it's Royal Windsor, and they've made a really great effort, which is great.
Certainly have. Now, obviously, how long have you been designing for?
Well, if you remember, the Royal Wedding Gown was...
I was coming on to that.
Okay, well, that's over 33 years. So I've been in this business for a while.
Were you ready for the sudden fame that hit you when you designed that wedding gown for the 1981 wedding?
I don't think you can ever be ready. I didn't realise the significance. Just very exciting. Diana was young, I was young, and with my ex-wife, and we were just so thrilled. Out of the whole world, she could have chosen any designer to be chosen. And we kept it very simple. We had a good sense of humour. It's very important. But as time went on, as you press guys, the radio guys and the TV guys and the world press are going, this is going to be the most significant. I'm thinking, oh, God. And you had a few bobbles, you know. Mm. But no, it was great. Who knew that it would capture a worldwide audience of over 700 million people?
Yeah.
It was an extraordinary time. And... you know, they've just released some pictures recently of me behind the scenes, running around.
Yeah,
so, and it's all coming back. And, you know, it's fascinating to think that people are still interested. But Diana was, I have to say, the most special person. So it was a pleasure to do it.
Did you at any time feel nervous then when you were suddenly realizing the significance of the dress you were designing and the exposure it was going to get?
No, I honestly think I think the most important is the client. And Diana was such fun, and we had a lot of fun, and you've got to have a sense of humor. Yes, if you think of it, it's daunting. But no, I mean, it was very prepped. Everything was, we had a moment where we could rehearse Diana getting in and out of the carriage, behind, in the scenes, behind the quarters in Buckingham Palace, in the courtyard there. And we got her to wear the huge crinoline petticoat just to make her walk, get used to wearing. Because, you know, you put somebody in a huge dress, they're not used to wearing it. So it was a lot of prep, and it used a lot of common sense. And the only time... I was standing just inside the pillars at St. Paul's Cathedral, and when the royal fanfare went off and the roar of the crowds and everybody, because Janet was getting out of the carriage, I thought, uh-oh, this is it.
Mm.
And the back does stiffen, and you go, okay, this is it. And at that stage, as a designer, you just hope that people like the gown.
It was a beautiful gown.
Thank you very much. The touching thing I can say for me personally as a designer, you know, I went back to Buckingham Palace to help with the photographs. They then all went in. And as far as I was concerned, once they went into the wedding breakfast, my day was done. Except I went back to the studio and then drank gallons of champagne with my seamstresses. And I was just locking up, and the phone went. And I said, who's that? Picked up, it was Diana. She said, thank you so much. Everybody loved it, and Charles loved it. And that, to me... that's all I wanted to do, was to make her happy on her wedding day.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you've been known worldwide as designing the Princess Diana gown for her wedding. Yeah. How did you feel then when you actually went on to I'm a Celebrity, which then really the whole of the country got to see you every night for, it's what is it, 2.5, 3 weeks, isn't it? How did you feel with that?
You know what is extraordinary about it? Before you go into that, you've got to see a shrink. And you've got to see a doctor to see if you're fit enough to do it. And the lady's psychiatrist said to me, are you prepared for this? I said, of course. You know, I around the world, you know, the wedding dresses, yes, and my calling card, wherever country I travelled, it was Diana and the royal wedding. But when you come out, it is different in a different way, where people would normally come out and say, oh, Mr. Mary, with hushed, hallowed tones, Mr. Mary, you're the wedding dress designer. When I came out of the jungle, he said, hey, David, have a beer. Yeah. So I can go into any pub still today and walk into any pub, and I have people lined up pints for me, said, I couldn't have done it, here's one for you.
What's the toughest part of the jungle?
I think I just was me. A lot of people went a bit strange in there. I think they were trying too hard, or trying to put on a different... You can't, you've just got to be yourself. But the toughest thing was definitely the last thing Kian and I did together was eating that bugs and stuff. I mean, just the thought of it. And I had to drink mashed up cockroaches and bats as a big cocktail drink. That was the first one, and it was a kangaroo's anus or whatever it was. But it's up here. It's mind over matter. Once I kind of realised that, it was fun. I would do it tomorrow.
You would do it again.
Yeah, having done it, it was an adventure, and it's something, you know. Sometimes in life you've got to push yourself and say this is a challenge. No other reason. And a year to the day, I just had prostate cancer. I'd had the operation. A year to the day, I was in the jungle. And I wanted to prove to myself, could I really get down dirty and do it? And I did it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you
a pleasure much. Watching you. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us today, David. Enjoy the rest of your day. Andy, thank you very much. We'll catch you in about half an hour.
You will indeed. Just fascinating. Listen to somebody with a brilliant story. That's the best thing about this job, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And so, David Emmanuel, just was it just pure chance you spotted him there, Mark?
Indeed it was, yeah.
Well, good for you.
It
Thanks
was.
Very much.
Thank
indeed.
You.
Well, great story.
Cheers, Andy.
21 minutes past four. Yes, Mark Denham talking to David Emmanuel, the man that designed Princess Diana's wedding dress.